الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah says أياما معدودات. It's just a few days. In the few days we can see how few they are. The first Ashra finished. Second Ashra is about to finish, the last night, the Ashra of Maghfirah. And then we're going to the last Ashra. Yeah, at this point we should also all be concerned whether our maghfirat has been done or not. So we have to be very, very cautious, careful, and think about what the condition of our Ramadan, our rozas, our ibadat, taraweeh, faraiz, everything was. And Allah Ta'ala grants maghfirat, which is very, very freely. Allah grants it freely this month. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and appreciate this great month. What a great month Allah has given us, in which Allah Ta'ala is showers His rahmat and then now His maghfirat. And what greater thing can there be? These great gifts of rahmat, of maghfirat, itqum min an-nar, to be set free from the fire of Jahannam, we cannot imagine what a great gift it is. A person, for example, if he is a person in that field, in that line, he may be singing, he may be whistling, and may be dressed also in what a way, maybe he's at a resort, holiday, and then he jumps into a jacuzzi. He did not check the water, but it was absolutely boiling water, from where to where, what he was thinking, and now that boiling water that he goes into, what will be the condition of such a person? Or into extremely freezing water, completely freezing water. So in this life, if we live our lives of ghaflat, and then maut comes, and then suddenly we are caught, and in what type of life? One of the adabs of Jahannam, people will be dipped into boiling, boiling water. Allah Ta'ala protect us, the adabs of Jahannam, all the asnaf, all the different types of adab. We can't even think about it. We can't hear about it. We can't speak about it. And all that depends on this worldly life. And for najat from that, Allah has given us this great, great auspicious month of Ramadan. And with it, Allah gave us the Quran Sharif. Allah gave us an environment. The whole world, every Muslim just feels the environment of Ramadan. Even if a person is far from deen, he also, an alcoholic for example, also gives up his alcohol. A smoker gives up his smoking also. Many people, TV, people close it, etc. Allah, so this is a great, great month that Allah has given us. And in there, you have the Mad al-Ashara, the Ashara of Maghfirat. And also, with regard to keeping a perfect and complete roza, ulama have written of all the various other points, rozas of the eyes also, that we don't look at haram, and during the training period, islahi period, we try and avoid things which may be permissible but not necessary, unnecessary, try and avoid all that also, in our speaking also, our hearing also, and then our thoughts also. Our whatever thoughts come to us, we try and control that also. And then also the food that we eat, that is also very important that we consider what food we eat, how much we eat, how we eat it, the manner of eating it, and also the place where we eat our food. That also all we should be very, very considerate. And then together with that, the ulama also write the roza of the one additional point. After keeping the roza, to have this fear and concern whether it has been accepted by Allah Ta'ala or rejected. All the time this fear. We have great hope in Allah Ta'ala, and our iman and all our amal lie between fear and hope. That we have the fear also of Allah when we look at ourselves, then we sort of lose hope. That what kind of rosas I kept, what is the quality of my ibadat, etc. But when we look at the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, then we have got full hope. That whatever little bit also we tried, Allah's mercy is so great. And we must never ever forget the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan, on the other hand, he works in such a way that when he wants us to commit a guna, that time he puts the mercy of Allah in front. That Allah will forgive what you want to, you can't help it now, just do, commit your guna. You are overtaken, you are overpossessed with your desires, whatever. Commit the guna afterwards, you can make tawbah, istighfar. And when you have committed the guna, then shaitan tells you, where can a person like you be forgiven? That you have committed such terrible gunas, worst gunas, they can never be forgiven. Whereas Allah Ta'ala, the whole creation's gunas, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time right till the end, if Allah forgives everyone also, it does not make any difference to the forgiveness of Allah. Allah's forgiveness is unlimited. And then Allah's qualities, His attributes of hilam, karam and jood are also unlimited. So we beg of Allah by His qualities of His karam, His unlimited kindness, grace, and His raham, Allah's mercy, and Allah's jood and generosity, which knows also no limit. We beg of Allah that from His unlimited resources of forgiveness, that He forgives us all. And for Allah, that is nothing whatsoever. And Allah forgives also. How many instances? And Allah Ta'ala loves those people who give hope to other people of the mercy of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala also give us that tawfiq also. And who will show mercy? Allah will show more mercy upon them also. It is written of one great alim, most probably it was Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, that he spoke for years on the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then he thought that the people might feel a free license to do gunas. Allah is so forgiving, Allah just forgives. Let me speak about Allah's azab and punishment also. So when he spoke, Allah inspired him and put in his heart that what is my mercy finished now? Is that the limit of my mercy? Still speak of my mercy. So we, Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq that to have hope also and give, and at the same time, of course, that we stay away from all type of sin and all type of guna also. That also we keep in mind. And a little bit we speak about that also, but and also in the sense, and Allah make us understand, like if somebody is going to be traveling and somebody tells him that, see, here in front there will be speed traps. Now that warning he gives that person is not to put fear in that person, but to be careful, to observe there how his speed, etc. So like that, the warnings also which we have been given is not to make us fearful, but to rather stay away from those things. All the warnings also. So even when we speak about the warnings and about the azab of Jahannam, it isn't really to put fear, and we shouldn't, Allah give us, save us, that we shouldn't speak or put it in such a way that we make the people that they have fear in them. But rather, that speak in such a way that we should stay away from all those things, so that we don't face those terrible consequences. So with regard to our rozas also, at the end, and every ibadat is such that we try our best to do the ibadat in its most perfect way. For that we make du'as also to Allah Ta'ala, and we try our best also, but at the end, then to admit, even if sometimes Allah gives us the tawfiq and that ibadat, one friend of ours, listening to Anwarus Salat a few years ago in Ali, then one day he told me, today Alhamdulillah, first time in my life I managed to make two rakats of namaz with full concentration. So that's a great thing. So that Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. But then again, that we should try and maintain it also, make shukr also, and also, even if it was that full concentration, still what the rights of Allah Ta'ala are, that still nobody can fulfill. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam himself is reported to have said, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati, we have not made your worship as it is supposed to be made, then where can we make the Allah's ibadat as it is supposed to be? When Shaitan was thrown out from the mercy of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala cursed him, so then Allah saw the Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, they are standing very, very reserved and very fearful. And that may be where there was no measurement of time. We don't know what, how long they were standing like that. So then Allah asked them after a long time, what's wrong? Why are you people standing? They said that Shaitan, who made so much ibadat, and he had so much knowledge also, and he had so much ma'rifat of Allah also, and he was thrown out of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we are fearing for ourselves, we don't know what our condition can be. You know, it can turn out to be like that for us also. So Allah Ta'ala told them, be like that, have that fear all the time. So this is required. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali reprimanded and punished one student, and then he was just crying all the time. So they reported to Hazrat that the student is like just crying all the time. Hazrat said, leave him, let him cry, sir, because that will be good for him. That is where his reformation will take place. So to have this fear also, we all would like that I get my report in my hand, you're a jannati. But we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had the certificate of jannat, radiallahu anhum, Allah declared his rida for them. But yet we find Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making so much ibadat, and said, should I not be a thankful servant of Allah Ta'ala? And how many ayats also they came down, that even for Nabi Ali sallallahu, he was 100%, and there is absolutely no doubt of his maqam, why he was in this dunya also, but with that his ibadat also. So and then Hazrat Abu Bakr saying that, I wish my mother did not give birth to me. I wish I was just a bird. I was a leaf of a tree. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what a great man. But still all that. So now at the end, one main quality also of our roza, that we try our best to keep it. And we know that even our best, what is the quality of our roza? What's the quality of our namazes, our zikr, our dua, everything? We are so deficient in everything. So how much mustn't we be fearing Allah Ta'ala? My Ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to tell us that people feel normally we made our namaz is made. But we don't know, we don't have this consideration whether it's accepted or not. Even now, if we feel, if we go home, and our family ask us, made your namaz? Yes, I made my namaz. Namaz is made. But is it accepted or not? That also fikr that we should have all the time. And that is what Allah loves also. And Allah wants us to have that fikr. And this will be also, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until mort, the fikr must be with a person. We read of the instances of great, great buzurgs on their dying time, dying last moment. They say, we are going to Allah. I don't know what Allah is going to be doing with me. Whether He is going to forgive me, whether He is going to be punishing me. This is different. Allah puts signs for some people. They feel contentment. But really, till end, Shaitan does not leave a person till the very last moment. Famous about Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, when he was in his dying time, and instead of reading kalima, saying, not yet, not yet. So when he gained consciousness again, then his son asked him, what, instead of reading kalima, you are saying not yet? Say, Shaitan is telling me, you saved yourself, and you are going away to Allah with your iman. I am telling him, not yet, until my last breath doesn't come out in the condition of iman. So we have to have that fear. With all our iman, we should have that fear. Especially now at the moment, what conditions there are, all the halat, the present condition, how many of us are speaking things, or our thinking is going wrong, or we are doing things which we shouldn't be doing in the present conditions, and what when the Dajjal will come, what a test it will be. The test of Allah are now also. And even before all this year, we were all the time being tested also. All the time. And when Dajjal will come, how severe won't those tests be? So we have to have great worry about our iman. Iman of our children. And then that worry must be coupled with action also. Du'as we make. And then we try and save ourselves of all gunas. Things which strengthen our iman. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All other amal also, namaz, tilawat, all these things make iman stronger. So we try and choose all those asbab to make our iman strong. And then with all that, that person, in Bukhari Sharif it is written, that 50 sahaba who Ibn Mulayka rahimullah had met, he said they all feared upon themselves nifaq, hypocrisy. So a person who has got iman will be afraid of hypocrisy. And a person who is carefree and he doesn't fear anything, that is really a condition. This be fikri and not worried about and Allah's planning, we don't know. Nobody knows the planning of Allah Ta'ala. Who Allah Ta'ala takes, how many people, the very last moment Allah save us. How many cases where the last moment a person loses his iman. And so one person was making tawaf, and in his tawaf he was just making dua for salamat of iman. So somebody asked him, aren't there any other duas also? So he explained his two or three brothers who were muadzin, and he used to give adhan, but at the dying time they asked for the Quran Sharif, and they all got happy that he's asking, but he said, I reject this kitab, I don't believe in this. And I'm dying as a Christian. Allah protect us. So we don't know. And the reason there it was given of Bad Nazri. The Muaddin used to climb up in the previous days, high up on the top of the masjid. And from there, his eyes fall in the courtyard of the people around the houses, the women who are there, and he should look at them. And there also we see, may Allah protect us, forgive us, that the person also, a person who doesn't appear to be dindar, and he is committing some gunas, which is also terrible, those gunas, but a person who's got the appearance of a dindar person, and he appears like a muazzin, for example, an alim, a sheikh, and he is also still committing gunas, those are very, very dangerous. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. And other gunas which also creep, he said that that happened, my second brother also the same thing. Now he said, I'm afraid for myself. So iman, we have to be worried. We don't know what it will be. And to look down upon somebody, and to criticize somebody, that is also extremely dangerous. And when a person has fikr of himself, he won't have time to think about, to criticize or to find fault with other people. So Allah give us that tawfiq that we can get concerned of our own iman, how my end will come. And nobody has been given the guarantee that his iman, his mort is going to come on iman. Nobody knows, only Allah Ta'ala knows, and we have to fear all the time. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has taught this great prescription, which our Shaykh has made part of our ma'amulat also, and we should say to ourselves that hal mein, presently now, sab makhluqa, sab musalmano mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Of all the Muslims, can take your own name, I am the worst of them. That we don't know what our condition. Or ma'al ke aitibar se, as far as mort is concerned, sab kafiro aur janwaro mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. That you are the worst. That if mort is to, it doesn't come on iman, then we are worse than animals also. Then Hadrat used to explain this, that this person, that presently amongst all the Muslims, how are we the worst? We might be making namazes. There are other Muslims who are not making namazes, for example. They are far from deen, perhaps no roza also. They have no connection with deen, but they are Muslims. We don't know what perhaps good quality they have that Allah is pleased with them. And we, with all what we think we have got piety, we don't know what evil we might be having with which Allah is displeased. One habit of our we might have. One person who was in a village, And he was all known to everyone as a very evil person. All types of gunas within him. He used to come home late at night, 12, 1 o'clock, in a state of napaki. He was all gunas. He had come drunk, he used to be. And then he used to sleep away in that condition. When he died, then nobody came for his janaza. Not the neighbors, not the family, not town people. The wife became parishan. 3 days passed, nobody came. Then she sent for 4 laborers, gave them money and told them to take his body. And as you people know how to give ghusl, ordinary laborers won't even be acquainted, aware, but just give him whatever ghusl, put kafan, take him to the qabristan. If you find somebody to make janaza namaz, well and good. If not, just bury him like that without janaza namaz. Because now his body is going to blow up, all diseases will spread, etc. So when they gave him his ghusl kafan, took him to the qabristan, Allah inspired the wali of the time, the great wali, sheikh of the time, that my wali's janaza is in the qabristan. Get up and go and make his janaza namaz. When he went there, he found it was this person. But Allah had inspired him, made ilham. So he made the janaza namaz. They buried, they went straight to his wife, to his house, asked what kind of a person was he. She said, you people also know. The same I know him to be, you people also know him to be that type of a person. But then they say, but he got what a moth. Allah inspired me that I must go and make his janaza. Allah said, it's my wali's janaza. She said that he was outwardly all that, but he had 2 qualities. One was he always kept an orphan child at home. And before he ate, he made sure that the orphan child eats. Before he buys clothes for himself, the other house members, for the orphan child. The other was he used to come home late in that terrible, dirty, polluted condition of his. But then he should bath in the early morning part of the morning, tahajjud time. And then he should cry to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm the worst of all your creation. Which corner of Jahannam have you reserved for me? Making tawbah, istighfar. So that is the mot Allah gave him. And on the other hand, we find that if we think that we are pious and righteous, there may be some condition in us that we might be having some pride in us. Or we might have hurt somebody's feelings somewhere. We might have spoken ill about somebody, and especially about the righteous and the pious. We don't know who people may just look like ordinary people, but they may be very righteous and pious. And we have bad thoughts and we speak bad about them. We don't know what can become a blockage for us. And kalima doesn't come out with regard to family ties, etc. Perhaps we have hurt somebody's feelings, we didn't fulfill the rights of somebody. We don't know where we don't know. So many, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that some people say, I don't know which guna I made that now I'm in this difficulty, in this problem. Allah says, Hazrat says, you say you don't know which guna. We should say that I don't know that my whole life has been in guna. Not that now I was a pious person, now I happened to make one guna, and now I'm caught for that. No, we are filled with gunas all the time. So our Ramzan also, as we're going into the last ashara also, this last night of maghfirat also, every day iftari time also, then the final iftari at the end of Ramadan also, whether our Ramadan was accepted or not, our tilawat, our du'as, Allah gives tawfiq, may Allah accept. How many people are getting up for tahajjud? How many people are making du'as? How many people that tilawat? How lot of this helping out the poor people? How much good work is taking place everywhere? All this good work in these difficult conditions. People are still maintaining their namaz, their rozas, etc. But still, whether it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, we don't know. So we have to have this fear all the time. And having the fear is a good sign. And having nadamat, a person who is nadim, Allah loves that person. And a person who is content, and he feels that I'm all right, or a person worse, may Allah protect us. Then if we go into the next, that we have pride, that I've so many years I'm keeping rozas, so many years I've Ramzan I've kept, I've observed, and my namazes I've made, and this pride comes into us, that will be extremely dangerous for a person. And a person who has, that person might in himself for now feel very happy, just like that person who is singing and whistling, and he is happy within himself. But he goes into that boiling water. What is the condition? So like that. And fortunate is also that person, it is narrated, that whom Allah opens his gunas to him. Usually there's ghaflat, parda ghaflat, which is on a person, that a person doesn't understand. And this parda ghaflat comes many times even from the deeni sources. Like a person becomes an alim, usually coupled with ill pride also is quite common. That a person now feels that I've got so much of knowledge. And then if he is not conscious of it, and this pride comes in him, and some people, because of their knowledge, this arrogance, then we speak also in such a way. We regard other people as inferior, and we think we ourselves to be superior. Our attitude, how we interact with people, all this also is very, very dangerous. Ibadat also. A person makes lot of ibadat, he looks down upon other people. Famous of one great person, that the son got up for tahajjud, and he was making lot of ibadat, and then the thought came to him that my father is sleeping, and he didn't get up for tahajjud. So the father told him, my son, if that thoughts are coming to you, then your sleeping is better than your tahajjud. If you are thinking you are better than me because of you are performing tahajjud, then for you to sleep is better than making your tahajjud. Similarly, to keep a beard, sunnah, proper beard. And beard also is not just to keep a beard. Many people, we just keep a little bit a French beard, or just a little like an Arab beard, the famous Arab beard also, which covers where the beard has to be kept, but it's not a first length. Or we keep it less than a first length. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that if the beard is to the extent of one grain of rice less than the required amount, that guna and not keeping a beard at all, shaving it completely off, both gunas are equal. So how dangerous. Sometimes we might be thinking, when we even trim our beard here on the cheek, if we are going too far down, and which is part of the beard, and we are trimming that also, then also it's just like we got no beard. The first length also, it should be properly one. But anyway, if a person keeps his proper sunnah beard, but he looks down upon somebody who hasn't got a beard, then that guna is even more bigger. To look down upon somebody. So this is a person has to fear. We kept our rozas. A person thinks that I was in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, my Umrah, my rozas of Haramain. How great, isn't it? Or my rozas in Jamaat I was. I kept my rozas in Jamaat. Or I was in the Khanqah. I kept my rozas in the environment of so great pious people, etc. I kept my rozas. And it just brings pride in a person. Then that is very dangerous. So this is also one thing, in order to make our roza perfect and complete, that we have this fear also, that whether my roza is also accepted, all our ibadat also, and a person who meets Allah in this way, that person will be in for a very pleasant surprise. That he had this fear all the time, and Allah Ta'ala will give him such great ni'mats on his nadamat, on his sorrow, on his that feeling, that kurhan, that I couldn't make your ibadat as I was supposed to do, I did not fulfill your rites, so many things I had to do, I didn't do, people were going astray, I didn't call them to the right path, people were doing wrong things, I didn't even make dua for them, I didn't have any consideration for anyone, a person is feeling guilty all the time, and that is tawbah, the damat. The sorrow that a person has, that is tawbah. And Allah loves at-ta'ibu min al-dhamb kama la dhamba lah. At-ta'ibu habibullah. A person who is making this tawbah all the time. So we try our best to keep our rozas properly, all our ibadat properly, and at the end, that we ask for, oh Allah, I couldn't fulfill it. Like we see namaz right at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Immediately we finish namaz, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. All the time tawbah istighfar. That ibadat which has shukr also, Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq. And the istighfar also. Ya Allah, I couldn't do it as I was supposed to do. And every tawfiq of Allah, of His ibadat, is really a great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala. More greater than all the ni'mat what we regard as dunya. A beautiful house, beautiful car, business, income, everything. This dunya we have got, one ibadat of Allah is more superior than that. And Ya Allah, you gave me that ibadat and I destroyed it. My namaz you gave me. Now Allah gave us tawfiq of asr namaz. How did we make our asr namaz? What was our concentration, devotion? You gave me tawfiq of today's roza. But my roza also, what kind of a roza I kept? Either it has gone empty, I didn't fill it with ibadat, or I did the thing which was not preferred compared to what I should have done, the preferred thing. With regard to that, or perhaps I filled it with gunas also, and today, with our rozas, with our, if we in atikaf, we are in tilawat, and one side we've got the phone also, making tilawat also, and we are looking at messages also. Maybe it's a message of some terrible message, something of ghibat, etc. Terrible message, it could be some dirty, filthy things. That is also filthy, dirty, it is guna. But ghibat is worse than that also. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. It's worse than zina also. So we might be looking and still, and we are happy also. This one said this about this person. And now it's what I hate, like our Shaykh says, when somebody is making ghibat, then you say, good, you said that. I also hate this doubt all the time. You confirmed my doubt. So whether we say that about somebody, that what doubt I had about this person, now you said it, you confirmed it. Or whether in my heart I feel, what I was thinking about this person, he's a bad person. And you said it, you send me a message, you confirmed it, I'm happy. This person is busy with tilawat also, and he's in such big guna also. Guna which is worse than zina also, while he's in tilawat also. He may be in the masjid also, and he's involved in such a big guna. So we have only one recourse of Allah's mercy, that we beg for forgiveness in the court of Allah, and we beg of Allah for His unlimited mercy we require it so desperately. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us, and Allah forgive us all our shortcomings, and try our best, and carry on till more to try, that all our ibadat must be in all, make our ibadat also, do them properly also, and have the fear also. May Allah Ta'ala help us and guide us to righteousness.